V'yachas l'dvorim shenim nimcholim. And what teach us that things are not eaten. So achas is l'klal, achas the prop, Rashi says, l'idrash, that dover shoye b'klal, v'yotzim b'klal. Something that was in the klal and it went out. L'lamed, learn l'lamed, it's not going to teach by itself, yotzim l'lamed al klal, kulu the klal is. V'hanefesh apostle says, asher teicha bosom z'ever ha-shlomim. V'aloy shomim b'klal kol ha-kotshim o'yu. Shlomim was b'klal all the kotshim. V'lom b'yotzim, why does it go out here, especially say by shlomim, if eat from the meat yichai of chorus? Any kotchim has to do with the mizbeach. Says to the like a klal and then a prat. And the yachas for dvorim shein and necholim. Rashi says to go and eat some levana shein and ruya lachilo. Emocho mehem betumas aguf chayek rabbanu de mastisin. That's what rabbanu de baal mishnah teaches. That even though things are not edible, still if it has a kedusha on them, and you eat them when you're tamei, you chayav koros. So that's what we do with these three psukim. Again, one is achas leklal, the achas leprat. So really, again, the klal and the prat, Tosis speaks out, it's not a real klal leprat. It just means it's like something that was in the klal, and yotzim in a klal, it comes to teach us on the whole klal. In other words, it's not only a korban shlamim, is there a chayav koros if you eat it. When you tamei, but any kotchim, any kotchim you eat from the basar, when you tell me you chayiv koros, that's the two. And the third one is even for things that are not edible. But now they ask the question though. Ulu Rabbi Shimon though, the yom that he says, Devorim shein necholim ein chayov malei mishum tuma lesu yimai. But he holds things that are not edible. You cannot chayiv if you eat them when you tell me. So lesu yimai, what do we need a pasuk for? And tomorrow lesu yei chatas apnimis. That even the chatas apnim, even though there's rikas not on the mizbech achitz, not on the mizbech apnim, still if you eat it, when you're tamei, you're chayv koros. Because really, salkot ad achimin, I would have thought to say, hoyu v'yom Rab Shimon, since Rab Shimon says, kol sheina on mizbech achitz and kishlomim, ein chayov molim ishom pigol, since Rab Shimon, she there is, that any korban that's not on the mizbech achitz, like a korban shlomim, has no with the pigol, so according to Rab Shimon, even if you think pashash chita of the chatas apnim, to make the shvicha tomorrow still does not call this a tigul. If so, I would have thought to say mishum tuma namel lechayiv. Who are then if you eat from the bosa from the meat of this korban chatas apnim when you are tummy, maybe you're not chayiv koros. Kamash v'lon, that's the third test of the third time it's of koros by shlomim to teach us even the meat of the chatas apnim and that also you chayiv koros. Now. Numi Reb Shimon Mechayiv Eshedako Lechol. In other words, Numi Reb Shimon, Shimon like says in the Mishnah, Mechayiv Eshedako Lechol. He says no, you only chayiv for Dovah's Tomei if it's edible. So something like Eitzim or Levon, it's not edible, you're not chayiv if you eat it when you're Tomei. It may learn like this, Reb Yechnon V'Resh Lokish, Reb Loza V'Reb Yesu V'Chanina. That these two pairs like Chad Mahai Zuzay V'Chad Mahai Zuzay. One from this pair, and one from this pair. Rashi says, Amri chodinusa. V'inach trei chodinusa. And the other two said something else. Out of these four people, two say one way, two say the other way. There's lashon of chad ma'azuzi, chad ma'azuzi. Chad amr one says, machlekes betumas bosor. Where's there machlekes only if the bosor is tamei? That's where the machlekes. One is a chum argument of Shimon, but Tumas Basra says, the machlum la'itzim levoina tameyim. The other chum that says, the Tanakhama says, that if levoina and the eitzim themselves are tameh and you eat them, on that you get malchus. Mishum lav de babos, de bahabosor, ashiga b'chol tameh. Abba betumas aguf, but in the case where the person is tameh, divrihakle and awaika, and everybody agrees, you do not get malchus for this. Tumas Rosh says, V'hein Torim, but the Eitzim is Tor, Eina Leika, Tlo Yisravim, but then there's no Ribui. That's what one says. The Chadam, the other one says, no, Kamach Leikas Tezu, Kach Mach Leikas Tezu, Kamach Leikas Tezu, Shimon and the Rabban is both places. Both whether the person is Tomei and the Eitzim is Tor, or in the case where the Eitzim is Tomei, the person is Tor. In both cases, he has a Mach Leikas. Now, my time, what's the reason? Kiva, the Karinim Bey, V'yihab Bosa Rosh Yiga, Bechotamei, since you want to send this bosser, Boshriga Bechotamei, Mashma, any type of bosser that becomes Tamei, even the Eitzim, the Eitzim Levoina, if they become tummy, it's also Tidit, it's a Karin and Bey, for Tumosu Olav. The same thing that you have also the second Pasha, that when you're tummy, you're not allowed to eat it either. Wherever one applies, the other one applies. So according to the Rabbanan, it applies when the Levoina is tummy, who I didn't would apply when the person is also tummy. Gemara says, Rav Tivyumi Mas Nioch, that's the way he learned this. Rav Chana Zo Mas Nioch, he learned like this. That Chad Mahai Zuzi, one from the first pair, the Chad Mahai Zuzi, one from the second pair, that are safer. It goes on the safer, that like this. Chad Alma, one of them, say one pair, says, Machlekes Betumas Haguf, the Machlekes is only when the person is tummy, and he goes to eat some Levoina. That's where Reb Shimon says that he's potter. Abu Batumis Bosso Divri Hakoloika. For in the case where the Bosser, meaning the Levoino, the Eitzim is Tomei, even Reb Shimon agrees that he gets Malkus. But the Chanama one says no, Kamachloikizazu, Kachmachloikizazu. That just like Reb Shimon argues, when the person is Tomei, who then he argues, even though the Bosser is Tomei, the Eitzim is Tomei, also he holds he does not get Malkus. Amar Rav, therefore Rav says, Mistava, the Svar is command the Yom Kamachoikis the Zoo, Kachmachoikis the Zoo. It's Mistavra that whatever they hold by one, they hold by the other. Like Rashi says, the Psukim say Gabi Adadi, the Tasha, whether you're Tommy, or whether the Bosser is Tommy, or the Asim is Tommy, it says one next to another. So whatever applies to one applies to the other. My time, what's the reason the Gemara says it's Svara? Kivon, the Lake Karina Bay, Vitamosto Elon, Venichrasor. Once you want to say, do not read the parsha, that the person is tummy, to say there's a chiyuv koras if he eats, the eats the mulavano, so they will the same thing, it should not apply the next pasuk right next to this, l'karin b'bi abos rashiga b'chol tummy, l'yechol. It should not apply the lav, not eat the bos when it's tummy. So if he told by eats the mulavano, does not apply the parsha when you're tummy, who are then it should not apply the lav, if they are tummy and you're eating it. We said before we have bosa the rabbi is eitzim levoina. We had a read, but the pasuk says we have bosa, which is maybe even eitzim levoina. Mash mivrei atomei itzakas alav not eat it. So where it says le poislo biyama tzoni psul. So Rashi says, what does that mean? Omaylo the rabbanim across machta biyamu. It's only a smachta. It's only a maylo of the rabbanim, and therefore pshita same like it alav. So according to Rabbi Shimon, just like if you eat the Eitzim Levoina when you're Tomei, there's no Chiyuv Koras, the same way if you eat the Eitzim Levoina when they are Tomei, who would then have added there's no Malkus according to Rabbi Shimon. It's only a Milem with the Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan Taki it's also. That's called Le Poislo Biyam. Now the Mishnah says, Le Shem Shisha Dvorim Hazevach Nizvach. The Chur B'Shash, you're doing the Dalet Avodis, or the Sheikh, the Tzecht, in the Korbin. He has to have six things in mind, b'shas is making the avoidus. And that is l'shem zevach. He has to have in mind for which korban, according to korban oila, you should shech, do the avoidus l'shem of korban oila. Lafukin, not to do it l'shem another korban. L'shem zevach, should have in mind the owner, and not do it for a different person. L'shem Hashem, you should do it l'shem of Kodesh Baruch Hu. L'shem ishim, should have in mind to burn it, agab ya mizbeach, on the fire, and ad amanas dam, to roast it on coal someplace else. L'shem reyach, reyach should have in mind that there should be smell coming out of it, there should be a reyach, like odor should come out of it. In other words, not amanas to be to layer it someplace else first, roast it someplace else, and then some put it on top of the mizbeach, that there won't be any reyach. No, you're supposed to have in mind to burn it on top of the mizbeach with a reyach. L'shem nichoyach should have in mind the amanas that you're doing nachas ruach l'kodesh baruch hu. Now, v'yachatis v'yoshem, when you shech to do the avodis by korban chatos and korban oshem, l'shem chet, l'chatchili is supposed to think upon which chet is brought for, whether the person ate chelev or ate dam, he's supposed to think the shame which chet. That's the Tana Kama. But at this, Amar Rav Yosef Gracy says, no, af mi shlohoye b'liboy, l'shem echad mikolelu, even if the kohen or the sheichet did not have even one of these things in mind, kosher, as long as he shech fits dam, he does not have the opposite machshava. If he just shechts it stam, it's also kosher. And he goes further to say, therefore, should tonight bezdin the mice, and now it's a tonight bezdin, that bezdin made it tonight, that the sheikh or the kohen doing the avodis should not have in mind the fairest l'shem a korban, but just do it stam. And the reason we had before was it's a kono, in order that they should not make a shinu kodesh, they should not make a shinu bailim. And the Mishnah ends off, sheino machshav aleches el racher oivid, because we don't care really what the owner thinks, it only cares about the machshav only goes boss of the oivid, whether the kohen or the sheikhet. And therefore, if the kohen or the sheikhet would not think any machshav psula, the korban would not become possible. So therefore, to the kohen's bezdin, they should not have any machshava. Rather, just let them do stam, let them do the dalar avodah stam, and since stam is kosher, like we have our beis and beis, therefore the korban will always be kosher. Now the Gemara says, Omri Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Oila l'shem Oila. What does the Mishnah mean to say, like a shech the korban Oila l'shem Oila? Yes. The Gemara says, Lafuk l'shem shlomim delay, that you should not shech the korban Oila l'shem another korban, l'shem the korban shlomim. Ishim, what does the Mishnah mean? Ishim, l'shem Ishim. What does it mean? You're supposed to have a mind to burn it. Lafuke kevavah, you should not have a mind just to put it on top of coals. But rather, you're supposed to light, that you should not do. You're supposed to have a mind, you plan to burn the meat on top of the Mizbeach, the emurim on top of the Mizbeach. Reach, what does that mean to say? L'shem reach, you should have a mind to make a reach, to make a smell come up, to make the odor come up. Lafuke evorim shetzolim, you should not first roast the pieces someplace else, and then the helam deloy, and then put on top of the mizbeach, that you should not do. The Yom Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Eivorim Shetzolot, if you have these pieces of meat, the Emurim, that first you roast it, the helam, and then you put on top of the mizbeach, ain by Mishum Reach, that's not Mekayim, the mitzvah of Reach, you did not make Reach on top of the mizbeach, since you first roasted it someplace else, that came someplace else. Then Yichoyach, what does the Mishnah mean to say, Yichoyach? L'shem Hanach Asurach L'shem. That means you have to do it l'shem nachasurah b'kodesh baruch hu. L'ashem, what does that mean? L'shem isham avoy yelam. You have to do it l'shem b'kodesh baruch hu that created the world. Om Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, chatis sheshocht l'shem oyla psula. If you shech the korban, chatis l'shem, the korban oyla, that's possible. At the first mishnah we had in Zvachim. Vashinu kodesh by chatis is possible. L'shem chulin, kshera. But if you shech the korban, chatis l'shem chulin, since it's not another korban, it's kosher. It's ain't mean it's not machribo. Amar Rav lost the my time with the Rav. What's Rav Svaro? The pasuk says lo yichalu es kotshim bnei Yisrael, meaning kotshim mechalim kotshim. One korban could pass the machshava for another korban. A korban chatas you have a machshava to make it into another korban that could pass it. But the ain chulin mechalim kotshim. If you take a korban chatas and you shecht it l'shem chulin, that machshava does not pass on the korban. Therefore, the korban is the kosher. Mosiv Rabba, Rabbi asked the question. Omar Rabbi Yosi, ask me shloihoi, you believe by l'shem echem, the kolelo kosher. Even the Mishnah says, even does not have in mind one of these things, so it's kosher. Why? Shul tonight doesn't, it's a tonight designate that you could do it without thinking these things. Stam is also kosher. Sadiq is, time shloihoi, you believe by klal, you have nothing in mind. Mashm, if he had in mind something else, anything he had in mind would pass on. Mashm, even if he only had in mind to do l'shem chulin, it would also pass on. So chortzakash on rova. There it's mashm, even on chulin, it would also pass on. So amalai Abaye says back, no, that's not the diga of the Mishnah. Duma, maybe the Mishnah means like this. If he had nothing in his mind at all, then kosher maratza. Then the korban is kosher and it's even maratza, even the kind you neder. Ha, the dig would be though, ha, you believe in l'shem chulin. Let's say though, when he shechted the korban chatis, he had in mind l'shem chulin, so kosher v'ayna maratza. And economy, the korban taka is still kosher, there's no psul, just ayna maratza. It's not maratza 100%. And therefore Rashi says, v'chiyama rav, nam ikshera means v'ayna maratza kama, but you don't have a ritzi on this. I'm not sure exactly what it means. I'm not sure if it means he's not just with neder. Could just mean you don't have 100% ritzi. Omar Rebbe Loza. The law says like this: Chatis sheshochetol l'shem chulin ksher. And if you take a korban chatis and you shechted l'shem a korban a chulin, avad attack and the attack is ksher. That's called ein aminoi, and it's not kochim, cannot be machriv. Mashen kein mishum chulin psula. But if he shechted mishum psula, mishum chulin, then it would be psula. Rashi says, l'shem chulin means, shedeye sheichatis, v'shochot l'shem chulin ksheira. that we said ein chulin bechalim kodshim. But mishum chulin means kisav Hashem chulin. We really thought that this was a behemoth chulin, and then psula. Why Rashi says tehainu misafim b'dvar macherim ve'ne weisim bekodshim. Like if you really do not know that this is a korban, you think really the animal is chulin, and the then it's called misafik. You're not hoisting and doing the avoiding kodshim. That's like a psula. If you know it's a korban, just to do it with a machshav l'shem chulim, that does not puzzle. But if you bechlad do not know it's kachim, you think mishum chul that it's psula. K'deboy minei Shmuel m'Rav Huda, like Shmuel is the kasha from Rav Huda. Minayit, like, how do we know this yisoyin? Minayit le mesasik the kachim shupasol. How do we know if you're mesasik means you